Okay, so, hold one moment. I believe that the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse is going to conduct your hearing now, sir.
All right, good morning, Mr. Ramirez. Can you please state your name and ABC number for the record?
Yes, sir. Juan Robert Ramirez, 085657.
All right, thank you. Good morning.
Morning, sir.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one allegation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you about this hearing. I see that you signed your form on October 27th. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, and that form listed your hearing rights. And one of the rights that you have is you can hire an attorney at your expense. But we don't hear an attorney with you today. Are you representing yourself?
Yes, sir.
All right,
sir,
thank you.
Sir, excuse me. Sir?
Yes, sir.
So this is Ms. Rittenhouse who's speaking with you. That's one.
Yes, sir.
No, and the one who's speaking with you is Ms. Rittenhouse. I just want to make sure you keep calling her, sir, but it's a lady, female.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's all right.
Not a problem. Mr. Ramirez, I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing.
Okay.
We have, you can't see us because we're on the phone, but we have the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Michael Johnson, who just spoke to you. We have our board chairman is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, and we have the Honorable Louis Quinones, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the panel chairman for your hearing today.
Okay.
Also with us is Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Osborne, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
All right, so before we get started, I need to swear both you and Mr. Osborne in. So Mr. Ramirez and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you. This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one, to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, and phase two, to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Ramirez, I'm going to read this allegation from your warrant, and I need you to tell me if it's true or false. If you think it's false, we will take testimony from the Department of Corrections about it, and then the board will make the final determination as to whether or not you violated. So do you understand the process?
Yes, sir. All right. Yes.
It's okay. You can call me, sir. It's not a big deal. It doesn't bother me as much as it really bothers Mr. Johnston. So we'll begin phase one of your hearing, Mr. Ramirez, and I'll read this allegation. And it is that you have violated the conditions of supervision and lapsed, or probably about to lapse, into criminal ways or company by violating condition number 3, demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at TLC 9430 North 11th Avenue in Phoenix on or about September 23rd, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. So your whereabouts were unknown and you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Ramirez, is that true or false?
Yes, it is.
You're saying that's true, okay. All right, then based on Mr. Ramirez's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Thank you. Mr. Ramirez, hold on just 1 second. I have to mark some paperwork here. And that was Dr. Wright that seconded?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, thank you. I thought that was your voice. Okay, so Mr. Ramirez, we can move on to phase two of your hearing now, and this is where we determine if your supervision would be reinstated or revoked.
But yes, can I say something before you guys, would I be able to say something before you guys agree if I'll be able to reinstate me?
You sure will, but hold on just 1 second. We're going to have Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer, give us kind of some background about the case, and then we'll be right back with you. So just hang on the line there. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Mr. Osborne.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Ramirez was released from DOC custody on December 27, 2016. He was arrested on October 13, 2017 by the Fugitive Apprehensions Unit on his absconder status and was returned back to our custody that same day with 20 absconders with a community supervision end date of May 17th of 2018. Current conviction, 2010, trafficking and stolen property, 8 years. Prior conviction, 1991, flight from law vehicle, 9 months. 1993, burglary, second degree, 7 years, 6 months. 2005, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2005, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2009, theft means of transportation, 6 years, 6 months. And 2009, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. He's had 4 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3.3, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is SUG in-gang information noted that he is suspected New Mexican Mafia and Hayden Park Hispanic. Prior terms of supervision, 1991, earned release completion, 2 months, 11 days. 1998, TR completion, 2 years. In 2006, TIS absconder, 97 days, returned to custody and revoked. He has a significant disciplinary history with rioting, fighting, assaults with weapon, and theft noted. Other arrests, 1988, concealed weapon, is the unknown. 1988, weapons and explosives, is the unknown. In 1992, theft, is the unknown. And he has a community risk score of G6V8.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. So back to you, Mr. Ramirez. I'll just give you a little bit of your supervision summary here. It looks like you were initially approved back in December of 16 to live with your mother at 734 East Desert Drive in South Phoenix.
Yes.
And then you moved to The Solution at 4210 North Longview in Phoenix.
Yes.
Then in July, it looks like you moved with your girlfriend, Delphina Baca, at 4347 West Crittenden Lane in Phoenix.
Yes.
And boy, you're moving around a lot. Then you moved to Traditions at 2429 West Vista. Is that right, too?
Yes, sure.
And then back to the new solution. Oh, not the same place. A different place. The new solution, 4430 North 23rd Avenue. And then in September to TLC. So you must have just kept your stuff in boxes the whole time, just so you can do all this moving. It looks like you were employed at Super Cool. What's Super Cool in South Phoenix?
Yes.
What kind of business is that?
Then I went to Design Classroom.
Right. What the kind of business is Super Cool?
Yeah, so that's an AC. I was doing AC.
Oh, AC. Okay, got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's air conditioning.
Got it.
Because okay. I learned that in here.
Oh, excellent. And did you learn the plastering too? It looks like Design Plastering?
No, Design Classroom is building scaffolding.
Okay, and you learned that in there too, or no?
No, I learned that out there.
Oh, okay.
I learned that. Yeah, it's just like building, it's like where they walk around with the plasterers and all that, walk around the outside, rebuild those scaffolding out where they could be walking around and they're in safety and all that.
Okay.
They can reach all the rules and the walls and all that.
Sounds like a good skill to have. It looks like you were referred to correctional health care. And you completed there in July. That was a good thing. And you were referred back there, but it looks like you absconded before you could complete that. You also were assigned the color ivory at task for your analysis. Looks like you submitted 11 samples, and there were a whole bunch that were negative. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 negative. 9 out of 11, but there were 2 that were positive for methamphetamine.
Yes, yes.
So what was going on with that? What was the problem?
I want to be straight out with you. I need help, okay? I need help, and I'm asking you guys, please help me out. I'm an addict, and I'm sorry for what I've done, for leaving the halfway house, and I'm asking you guys, with all respect, and Toby, you know, don't keep me here to my time is up, man. Take, help me and put me somewhere that I can get some help, please. I'm asking you guys, please. Even on my PO, if you guys do put me back, please save me. I want my same people, my same parole officer, because he was a good person to me, and he always was there for me when I asked him for help. He helped me, and I want him back, and I want this help. I need the help, and I don't want to be here till May of 2018 and not get no help, because in here I'm not really getting, it's not helping me out, because when I do get out, I'm gonna be a free man, but I can get the help I need, and I'm asking for that. So if you guys do restate me, then put me somewhere, put me in an MRC for the 30 days or the 90-day program, so I can get the help I need.
So this
so when I do get out, I could be ready again, because I love working. That's one thing. It's just that I got a problem that I'm an addict.
Mr. Ramirez. It looks like some of these places I see, you know, obviously the house with your mother was a private residence and with your girlfriend was a private residence. But these other places, the Solution and Traditions and the New Solution and TLC, weren't those all, weren't both their drug treatment available at all of those?
Yeah.
What happened?
I was having problems at these halfway houses, and it just, I'm asking.
So, sir,
I'm ready to go and get this. I want this house bad.
Mr. Ramirez, you don't stay at a place long enough to complete treatment.
Huh?
Why do you not stay anywhere long enough to complete treatment? What kind of problems were you having at the halfway house?
I was having, like my family and I had family problems going on. My kids, my mom was getting sick. So I had to go out there and see what's going on with mama. It just, you know what I mean, just the people and the thing is, I want to be, like MRC, I want to go there. I want to see if you guys can put me in MRC, because there, you can't leave. You're there for the 30 days or the 90 days and you can't walk out there. Because if you do, you get a warrant, and I want to go there. I liked it, because it's there. They're basically, you're there doing class all day. You're there doing classes all day, and right. That's what I want. I want something inpatient, so I can get the help. So I really can get help. Someone to guide me in the right place.
And
so when my time comes, that I'm done, I could be ready. I could be ready and go do my job and be there for my family and my kids.
All right.
I don't want to go out and not be ready for my kids and my family. I need help, and I'm asking that to reach me and put me somewhere that I could get the help that I need.
All right.
That's all I'm asking you guys, please. Help me out and put me somewhere that I can get the help.
Ms. Ramirez, hold on 1 second. We're going to hear some information from Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. A couple of things. I just want to know, MRC and PRC, you can leave both facilities whenever you want. It's not a lockdown facility where they make you stay. You have the option to leave. You are advised when you do choose to leave that there will be consequences to those actions.
Yeah, I know that. But the thing is, MRC, when I went there because I only went there one time for the 3 days, you know what I mean? I wish I was there longer you could leave. But if you leave, there's consequences. And the thing is, I'm not going to leave there. You know what I mean?
Sir, please let the parole officer, Mr. Osborne, complete his report, sir.
Yes, and also the multiple houses he was in, excluding TLC, that's a little different type of facility. There were treatments available, counseling sessions available, which he continued to not show up to. And also there was a call placed to the girlfriend while he was on his contacts on September 26th of 2017. And she stated she was concerned he came by the house high and was causing problems at that time. So I just wanted to note that also.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Osborne. Do any of my fellow board members have questions? Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Ramirez, you say that you want help and that you need help, sir, but you also state that your PO was working with you and tried to provide you with some help and put you in a program, but you decided not to do it, to relapse. What is it that caused you to relapse? So you were doing good. So
just being around the wrong people, wrong like I said, I was wrong people, wrong, and I want to go to MRC, sir. I want to go there, please. I'm asking you guys to put me there, to take, let me go there. I'm asking you guys to reinstate me and take me to MRC. It's a good program. It's a good program, and I want to go there. Because that's all they do is go to classes every day, I heard. You know, I wasn't there long enough, and the halfway houses, there's classes, but MRC, there's more. There's one person, there's one teacher to teach you all this, what you need to learn, and they prepare you. And I want that. I want to be prepared. So when my time is ended, I'm prepared for this. And I'm asking you guys, please.
Mr. Ramirez.
Give me that. Yes.
I'm trying to understand what's the difference between you being sincere about doing it now than when you were out, and what was it that triggered you to a relapse? You stayed at different facilities, sir. You had an opportunity that worked with your PO to get in that program before you got revoked. So what is the difference other than you saying you're ready, sir? I'm trying to.
Oh yeah. Oh, I understand. Yeah, it's because the thing is, sir, is that the halfway houses where I was at, you know what I mean? It didn't really work out for me. You know what I mean? The thing is that the halfway houses, you just go to, they're like meetings. They're not like NA meetings and all that. You know what I mean? And the thing is, and in MRC, they're not meetings. You've got somebody that's there helping you and working with you. It's just like when I went to, when I had to go to my drug class on 43rd in Glendale. I completed that. I was there all the time because it was a group. It was a group, the lady that taught us that we had to write our feelings and everything that we went through in the book. And I liked that, and I was always there. I always went there. You guys can see that. I completed that class. Okay. You know?
One more question, Mr. Ramirez.
Yes, sir.
Okay, in 91 and 98, you completed your supervision in 91, you did 2 months, in 98 you did 2 years, then you turn around in your last one, sir, you were grounded for 97 days. What is it? I mean, you've shown that you can't complete your supervision. What is it that keeps triggering you to go back on these last two times?
It's just the drugs, sir. It was the drugs. That's what I'm saying. I got a problem. I'm an addict, sir. It wasn't because I wanted to get trouble, just the drugs, sir. I didn't get the help, you know what I mean? 91 and 98, I finished, I completed, you know what I mean? Right. But I had a baby, and now I got my kids. My kids need me, my mom needs me. My mom's out there sick, my kids need me. I just need to do right. My eyes are open, and I'm tired. I'm asking from deep down from my heart, and asking guys with all due respect, man, I'm asking guys for help. I'm asking real bad help. Don't keep me in here, sir. Well, I'm asking you guys, send me to the MRC. Let me go finish this my time in the MRC, the 30-day, the 90-day program, or the 30-day, and then from there go to halfway. If you guys put me in another halfway, and I'll finish it. I give you guys my word, I'll finish it. I just need, what I want is the help. I'm asking you guys for help, please.
Thank you, Mr. Ramirez.
Mr. Ramirez, this is C.T. Wright, Chairman of the Board. Now, let me just, so that we won't waste any of your time and you won't waste any of our time, and I don't feel that you are, but you should be aware that this board does not have the authority to place you at MRC. That is the decision of the Department of Corrections. Your parole officer makes that decision. We cannot make that decision
for
you.
Okay, well, what I'm saying, if I have to, if you guys do reinstate me, I'll tell my PO.
But you can't tell him. Your PO have to tell you. I think that you're telling everybody everything, but they have to tell you, sir. And I think that just calm down, and you just have to listen rather than always trying to tell. But I just want you to know that we do not have that authority. Thank you so much, and thank you, Madam Chair.
You're welcome, Dr. Wright. So, Mr. Ramirez, when was the last time you used methamphetamine?
I can't hear you.
When was the last time you used methamphetamine?
The last time?
The last time.
Right, the day I got arrested, sir.
So, October 13th or thereabouts?
That was the last time, sir.
All right. Okay. All right. Do my fellow board members, anybody else have a question? All right, Mr. Ramirez, we're coming to the end of your hearing, and I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement, but I'm going to ask you, because we're well aware that you are asking for treatment. We're very aware of that. And you've heard Dr. Wright saying that this board has no authority to place you at MRC. So those two topics are well covered. Is there anything else, though, that you haven't told the board without repeating what you've told us already? Is there anything else you need to say?
Basically, I'm just ready to go. I just need to be out there for my kids and my family. My mom, like I said, I'm ready. You know what I mean? I know what I did, and I'm sorry. And all I'm asking is to get restated again and give me another chance. I'm asking for another chance to do what I got to do, because I know I only got a couple months left, and I want to be out there to finish it and be there for my children like I was, and go back to work like I was, because I love working. That's one thing. And all I basically is please give me another chance. All right. I'm asking.
Thank you, Mr.
And like you guys said, I already told you guys what I want. When I do get out, I will go with my PO and tell him to send me to MRC.
All right. Thank you. And I would remind you again that you don't tell your PO.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Ramirez. The board is getting ready to go into discussion. We don't discuss cases before we come into this room. We operate under the state's open meeting law. So the board's going to go into discussion, and it may sound like we're talking to you, but we're not talking to you or to anybody in the room here. We're just talking to each other, the people on the board. So I'm going to ask you to remain silent on the phone, and we'll be back with you shortly.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Ramirez. The board is now in discussion.
Thank you.
Mr. Ramirez is clearly an individual who is asking for and really appears to need drug treatment and some kind of mental health additional ongoing counseling. He's saying he welcomes that. He would welcome the opportunity. He has a serious problem with methamphetamine, admits to being an addict, and admits that the times that he used in August was the result of being around the wrong people. I think he's figured out that he can't do that. He has a very lengthy criminal history, 4 terms with the Department of Corrections, crimes dating back to the 80s. He has 2 successful community supervision terms that were completed in 91 and 98, but he also has a term in which he absconded for 97 days. And on this particular term, he has absconded for 20 days. He does like working, and he sounds like he's a very good, diligent worker. So he has that going for him. At this time, however, I am not seeing Mr. Ramirez as a good candidate for community supervision. But I would be open to any input from the fellow board members. No? All right, then I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on points in warrant number 2017W3311, our conversation with Mr. Ramirez, information provided by Mr. Osborne from the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Ramirez was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal vice or company, and specifically by using methamphetamine, admitting to being around the wrong people who were engaged in criminal activity. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Thank you very much. So, Mr. Ramirez, you heard the discussion of the board, and the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. I hope you'll look at this as a positive. You have just a few more months, 5 more months or so in the prison. I hope you'll use that time to work with your CO3 there and attend any treatment, anything that's available to you there, whether I'm not sure if like Thinking for a Change is available here.
There's nothing here because I'm not here long enough. I gotta be here long enough to get to go into those classes. There's nothing here that I can't sign up for no classes here because I'm not here long enough.
Work with your CO3 to do what you can, because a lot of it is you have to make up your own mind. And I think you're on your way to doing that. You know the need, you understand the consequences of continuing to use methamphetamine, but you really need to make up your own mind to work on it. And I think you're well on the path to that. So, Mr. Ramirez, we wish you the very best.
You're revoking my probation?
Your community supervision has been revoked, and this is the end of your hearing. Thank you very much for participating today, Mr. Ramirez.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.